We're Cynthia Vargavisser and Michelle Walters, co-hosts of Mind Power Meets Mystic.
Our weekly show is here to expand your mind to what's possible,
to uplift your spirits, to move forward with confidence and joy,
and to create a space for your collaboration with the invisible.
Welcome to Mind Power Meets Mystic.
Hey, 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 party people. This is Cynthia Vargavisser, your mystic, and my mind power friend, Ms. Michelle Walters, is allowing me to take the platform today because I have something that I really would like to discuss. What I'd like to talk about is how to walk 5D in a 3D world. Now, this is so interesting to me because our world is changing and it's very exciting. You'll see that people are starting to change their communication and say, I hear you, or what I hear you saying is, or I feel that, or let me see if what you're saying is what I'm understanding. All really beautiful things. And then we have this 5D space in which we go beyond these emotional things and we are connected to a higher source. In this higher source, there's no concept of time, that there's this greater generosity, there's this greater everything, and there's actually a loss in emotional attachment. That's not a bad thing at all. However, there are a lot of people who are saying, oh, lordy, lordy, I just want to be 5D. Well, in 5D, there's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no taking a shit, there's no love. There's something greater than love, but there's not this emotional connected love that makes us like weep when we see our loved ones, when we are so sad, when we, you know, it's really beautiful to be a human being. And so I am committed to talking about 3D, 5D. There are so many juicy things in 3D that we don't want to leave it. And I'll tell you, I had a near-death experience and I had the opportunity to come back. And I channel Enduro Endura from the fifth dimension. So I believe I have this really unique qualification about 3D living and 5D experience. All right, let's first explain what the hell these dimensions are. There are a multitude of dimensions. My tiny little brain can only handle 12. And the way that I understand from Enduro Endura is that there are many more, but we are only to we're only exposed to as much as we can handle. And if, for me, that's 12. Maybe there will be more later, and we'll talk about that more later. All right. So let's start with math. First dimension. First dimension is, think about just drawing a line. There's really nothing to it. There's no depth. There's no height. It's just a line. That is 1D. Along comes another line that decides to not bisect, but to make perpendicular. And now we have 2D. We have length, and then we have height. So we have something to compare to, and our vision and our understanding gets to be a little bit deeper. Then we come to 3D, which is the way that we live. And 3D is height, length or width, and depth. And from that, we get this really beautiful thing called texture. And that's how we get to see different colors. That's how we get to have different feelings. It's how we get to have these shapes. So thank you, Mr. Mushlitz, my math teacher, which is a whole different story, who taught me about the line, taught me about, let me see, let me go to my notes because I do have notes. Our line, our plane, and then our cube. So 1D, 2D, 3D, and this is where we live. 3D is where our emotions are. This is where our perceptions are. Judgment really is a perception plus an emotion, right? So this is where all these lovely things are. This is where we get to have a body. And this body survives on sleep, on eating, drinking, waste, sunlight. Okay. So we are delicate little creatures because we need these five things. And we are incredibly sturdy creatures because we've been around for a little while. So what's 4D? 4D is time. 4D is where a lot of us are still not really understanding time. And we are, it's not behooved, but we are tied to time. When really, that's a construct. When you are manifesting, when you are intending, and you are bringing things to you, as or you are meeting your intention, what you're doing in a weird way is manipulating time. And manipulation has a really funny word to it. My mom was an English major, so I'm thinking about words all the time. When I think about manipulation, I always go to the emotionals place, but really manipulation just means it's movable, that we can bend it, that we can move it, right? That, you know, that we can be in charge of it. So when we are doing these things, we are in essence moving through time, or we're not paying attention to time. We're not allowing time to be a parameter. When I'm doing readings, it's really fun because how I extract information is not 3D. However, in order to be really honorable to my client, I have to pay attention to time. Otherwise, I could be spouting this information for hours and hours and hours and just, you know, overload my client, which is also a 3D thing, right? Because I need to make sure that my client is understanding, that they're healing, that they're not getting overwhelmed. And that is a 3D thing. So we're doing a lot of things as we're doing readings. And then if you add the layer of healing on it, then we're doing more things in 3D as well as 4D. Really fascinating stuff, right? So this is what we talk about through the four dimensions. The fifth dimension, there's no time. There is absolutely no time. Past, present, future are one. What we are saying is happening. What we are, you know, there's no such thing as intention. It just is. If you believe the I am or practice the I am is the practice of 5D in a certain sense, because a lot of times people do I am and it's an emotional thing, right? I am a loving human being. Emotional 3D. Now, I don't want to lose everybody, so let me just make it a little bit fun and distract just a second. If you are watching me on video, you can see that I'm wearing my handy dandy Ajax jacket, which is the Netherlands soccer team. And for all of you who are watching me on video, ole, 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 ole. All right. I hope that you had a chance to breathe and grasp a little bit about what the five dimensions are that we're going to be talking about. Again, one is a line, two is a plane, we're thinking math, three is a cube, right, which is height, width, and depth, four is time, and five is saying fuck it to all that stuff, right? So 5D, the way that I understand it through my channel, Enduro Endura, is that it is basically an energy. And 5D, because it is energy, energy and information, I forgot to say that, it's informational energy, then we bypass a lot of the emotions. And what we are looking at now are velocity, density, and actually, I wouldn't even say density, but we're looking at types of energies and how these energies go together. And the 5D does not want conflict, because when you're in conflict, you're back in 3D, because that means that you only have height, width, and depth, right? And then that there's some challenge with time. 5D, again, doesn't have that. So here are the challenges of being in 3D, right? being in 3D, it's hard to stay in judgment. It's, I wouldn't say it's hard to stay in judgment, but it's hard to judge and then let go. So I will say it's actually hard to detach, right? We care about what people think about us. We care about how people speak to us. We long for hugs and smiles and encouragement. We crave acknowledgement. These are all 3D things, and they're not bad. They're just within this dimension. And so 3D really does hold us into time and space, all right? The norms of 3D, because we are held to time and space, is that change is slow. Now, if you ever watched, gosh, I forgot, there's this wrestling movie back in the late 80s. Oh, it's called Vision Quest. You know what? Scratch that. First, I want to talk about the funny movie Rat Race, where this one part is this guy is saying to this woman that he just met, "My grandpa told me good things take a long time, but great things happen all at once." So that's a great statement for 3D versus 5D. The other one that I'll tell you about is the one that I was talking about with Vision Quest, is that when we are elevated, so we can be elevated in 3D, we can also be elevated in 5D, is that when we are elevated, we lift others as well. We can't help it. They can't help but be lifted. They have to make a choice just to go back down from this elevated position. Very fascinating. And again, off topic, so I'll get you back. But before I do that, you are listening to Mind Power Meets Mystic with Michelle Walters and Cynthia Varkavisser. Today, I am capturing you all and talking about walking 5D in a 3D world. Okay, so that's 3D. Now we have 5D, about being the bigger person. You hear that all the time. Be the bigger person. It's about being beyond compassion. There are no words yet that describe 5D, but there is a certain detachment with a care. And there is, I wish I could describe the feeling, but there is a detachment. And in 5D, we have answers that are very simple and very pure. And then we can walk the world without judgment. And it's so lovely. And the answers appear to us as soon as we think the problem or perceived problem, because 5D is all about information, right? So the challenge is that we want to be 5D. I get it. I love being in 5D, or, you know, allowing myself the space to be an emissary for this 5D entity. And what happens is that I'm not thirsty. Sometimes my body gets thirsty, or, you know, my body has limitations. So if I talk too much, even though I'm channeling the 5D, I still need to take a drink of water. I may need a cough drop. So this is 3D and 5D. 5D is amazing, because if we're in 5D, we can look at somebody as pure energy. We don't see the color of their skin or how tall they are or if they are differently abled. We don't make judgments about how they sound or what they have to say. We are only looking at energy. And then we are deciding whether that energy is in sync with us or not. And if we're not in sync with it, there's no harm to that. We just go and look for the energy that is attracted, because when we are together, banded, and making this beautiful rope of energies, right? Intertwined energies, there are amazing things that can happen. And every energy on this planet matters. It's important to understand that there are different energies on this planet, meaning that there's a vortex in different areas of the world. There's a reason why some people are called to the desert, while others are called to the jungle, and others are called to the ocean, and others are called to the forest. It's because their energies are being called. They are in sync with the energy of the planet. Can you imagine if we went energetically, we don't have to live there, to the places that we're called to, and we all sync up? What could happen? you know, my body gets so excited that it feels like it can become part of the wind. It's like, I won't say it becomes a little bit more porous, a little bit more diaphanous, but I'm still 3D, right? But can you imagine if we were doing this, what would happen to us as a civilization? What would happen to this planet? And because it's so interconnected, what happens to this universe? What happens to the other verses, right? In this multiverse, it's kind of mind-boggling, again, which is 3D, if we do this, okay? However, it's very important that we are 3D, that we respect each other as human beings, that we pay attention to our bodies, because our bodies are the vehicles that carry us on this planet. Once we pass, our energy vibration changes just a little bit for a little while, and then it keeps changing and changing and changing. And then if we decide, and depending on your philosophy, my philosophy is we get to come back if we choose to. So here we are in 3D. What does that mean? So to walk 5D in a 3D world, it's to respect others, respect their emotions, respect your own emotions, respect your energy levels, because your energy level in 3D is how you vibrate for 5D. If we're not feeling well, it's our body is going to take that energy and work on our body, which means that we don't have as much energy to access the fifth dimension or beyond. All right. So it's really interesting to think about 3D and 5D and then walk it together. So let me give you an example of what 3D and 5D looks like. Okay. 3D and 5D. Let's just say you and I get into a car accident. My heart is racing. I don't know. I'm going to assume your heart is racing as well. It was a very scary thing. We are very much in 3D. We are bound by time and space. And then because we just had a fearful thing, when we're fearful or we're in fear, we go into many things, but my two favorite is I either go to sadness or I go to anger. And so it's very 3D. Now we need to confront each other, or at least acknowledge each other. Now, confront is very 3D. And if we are woke 3D, it's asking each other if you're okay, asking each other if you have information, if you're prepared, right? These are the things. Then the hard part is if this person is in anger, if this person is in sadness, is to go 5D, even though we're in anger or sadness or some form of fear, and listen to what their energy has to say. Their energy will tell you, I'm afraid, or their energy will tell you, I'm not worthy. Their energy will tell you that they don't belong in this space, meaning they are not meant to be where they are right now. They're meant to be in the woods, or they're meant to be someplace else. Their energy will tell you so many things that are not personal. It has nothing to do with you. And because we have this understanding, we can take a step back and look at the whole human being in front of us. And then when we say, I understand where you're coming from, it comes from a greater love. That word, again, that I don't have a word for yet, but it is a greater kind of love. Okay, now we talked about what does 3D and 5D look at like. I'm hoping that with this example, you can see places in your life where you've had disagreements, where you've had like these emotional, intense places, and you're like, oh my God, I was so in and I couldn't see the big picture. That happens all the time. That's the beauty of being emotional. And sometimes we have to get super emotional. That's the other thing about 3D, 5D. When we're 3D, 5D and walking between the two, in alignment, we allow ourselves to have our emotions and really respect our emotions and not sit in it too long, and definitely not cut it off too short. Okay. And we'll talk about that in another episode in another way. So let's just kind of leave it at that. Let's talk about how do we practice 5D and how do we practice 3D in a more compassionate way. So to practice 5D, it is about meditation. It's about detachment. It's about surrendering. I work with people who are wanting to shift the way that they heal the world, right? Which means that they need to discover things about themselves and get a little bit more vulnerable. And surrendering is a huge part. It's actually one of the big words that I like to use because a lot of people have like this stigma around surrender. Surrender is giving in and allowing yourself to be surrender, you know, allow yourself to be vulnerable. A lot of people believe surrendering is giving up, and that's not true. Giving up is like quitting, right? Surrendering is making yourself open to what the next thing is. So it's about really surrendering. How do we get there? You can do it through journaling and meditation. You can do it by walking in the woods. You can do it by, you know, walking on the beach, finding a connection that's greater than self. And then what happens is that you're going to find an expansiveness and awareness. Now, once we say, hey, I'm in 5D, then usually we're not in 5D. It's the same as meditation when you're like, I'm in that place with the universe. And then you get dumped back out because then you're an ego. So it really is about getting into that expansive state. And in 3D time, it may be 1 second, it may be 1 minute, it may be 1 hour. That part doesn't matter. What matters is that you've had this experience. And once you've had the experience in 5D, you can always go back. And that's the beauty of it. Now, once we're in 5D, it's really important to leave a little piece of yourself back down with this body. What I mean is, think about the times when you're having a dream, but you know that you're dreaming. So that's like there's a part of you that's in the dream world, and there's a part of you that knows that you are in a body, that you're in a bed or someplace warm, and that you're having an experience in two places at once. So it's really important when you're in 5D to have a little bit of a tether in your 3D world so that you get to take care of your body. Okay. That means sometimes we may dump out of the fifth dimension because we have an attachment to a thought or a piece of information. That doesn't matter. We can always go back to it, just like I said, right? And then we can keep revisiting the 5D. Where 5D is amazing information about how we can transform ourselves and in doing so help transform others if they choose to. All right. So what does that mean for the 3D world? Well, I'm learning about this. It's about self-care and selfishness, not being self-centered, but being selfish. It's about putting your health and well-being first. It's about eating food that your body is looking for. It's about getting good rest. It's about acknowledging your emotions. And if the emotions feel like they're a little bit too big for you to, or for me, I'll say for me to handle, then how to work with that emotion so I can make it right sized. There are times when, you know, just a little thing really, really irritates me. And I know that that's not right size, that there's something else that's bugging me. And it's going back and finding that thing that bugs me and somehow making peace with it, even if it's for that moment. Okay. And then keeping that balance while we're interacting with other energies. A lot of us are empaths and we don't exactly know how to keep our energy ours and how to let other people keep theirs theirs. And there are times when an exchange is necessary, but not as often as we do. But that's a different segment, right? So it's about really being a compassionate 3D human being in this world. By doing that, taking care of our bodies, our emotional body, our physical body, what that does is that it gives us easier access to the fifth dimension, a healthier body and a healthier emotional system actually helps us release. It helps us detach. And then that gives us access to the 5D world. Now, once you get to 5D, your fifth dimension information will tell you, specific to you, how to stay in 5D longer. Okay. I can give you the basics, but the odds of someone being like me is 1 in 68 trillion, which is lucky for you, because if there's a couple more me's out there, I don't know. I don't think I could handle it. So this is how you walk 5D in a 3D world, is that you make time for yourself and your self-care. Then you make time to make a connection to that greater self. Is 5D God or the higher self? It's just another dimension. Your higher self is more than 5D. I hate to break it to y'all, but that's the way it has been informed to me by Enduro and Endura. Okay, so let's do a really quick recap. 1D is a line, 2D is a plane, 3D is a cube, which is height, width, and depth. And for all of you who love IKEA, you know exactly what I'm talking about. 4D is time, because 3D, we are held by time. 4D is we don't quite transcend time, but we can manipulate time. 5D is there's detachment to emotions and judgments and time, and that past, present, future are one. And to maintain or to walk 5D in a 3D world is to be very aware that we are always going to be 3D in order to stay in this body and help this planet and all things within it and beyond, as we are connecting to 5D. There is no such thing that I know of through fifth, through Enduro Endura, where we can be wholeheartedly 5D beyond what our body needs. Maybe that's something that we can do in the next Enduro Endura session. When we are in 3D, 5D alignment, what we find is that we are compassionate human beings. We have time for ourselves. We have time to really pay attention to others and understand and to have compassion, and then to know when to detach and have greater information, to have greater, I wish I could explain it to you. There is something greater than love, y'all. And love is not everything. Unconditional love is actually a limitation. I wish I could explain it to the feeling that happens when we are in another dimension. Ask anybody who's had an NDE, a near-death experience, and you're going to find that that is a consistent experience. So I wish you all a lovely, happy, healthy, robust 3D life and huge, successful, informational 5D experiences. Please let me know with comments in the below, or contact me if you have any questions or any disagreements. This is a beautiful thing. In 5D, you get to have, you know, everybody has a different truth, because we are all different vibrations, and it's just about us finding the ones that we are in sync with. So for all of you, thank you so much for taking the time to sit and talk shit with me, but it really isn't shit. It's something very important, near and dear to my 3D heart. You are with Cynthia Varkavisser of Mind Power Meets Mystic. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Mind Power Meets Mystic.